Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, what's happening with you?
Nothing much, mommy. Nothing much.
Such a beautiful, beautiful afternoon, evening. What is it? At 5 p.m., is that considered evening or afternoon?
Same thing, I believe. Same thing.
But it's still beautiful, isn't it?
What Very nice. Chilling outside. It's raining. Feels good. Feels
yeah,
good.
We took the studio outdoors because how could you not? When you're in Arizona and you get rain, it's a beautiful thing. Just because we don't get so much rain. And it's just such a wonderful evening to just be drinking some hot chocolate, which I hate.
And we're not.
Not hot chocolate. I would drink, if I was like having something hot, I'd be having chamomile tea. I really love that tea. It's so amazing. And or some green tea. So once we're done with this, that sounds amazing. Why don't we do that after that?
Do it, mother. Let's do it.
So today, you know, we're here in this beautiful weather, thinking about, it took us longer to just figure out what to put as a title of our podcast, just because we want to talk about everything and anything that pops into our head when it does and when it comes. And sometimes when you have planned shows, like, you're like all like restricted, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's stuff where I'm like, well, I really want to talk about something else, or I really want to talk about something you said or did. And, you know,
we have limits when you have like one certain topic onto the title.
Yeah. But we were talking about paths. So, I mean,
I don't even know.
We were trying to name it just Path, because I've been, this week, I try at least once a week to listen to, like, watch one documentary on Netflix, because I have so many amazing ones, and I saw two this week. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
You saw one with me, but.
I saw half of one with you.
Half of one with me, yes, because he's been too busy for his mother.
No, not
at all. Apparently, he has a life, and he likes to spend, you know, going to basketball games when his mother's not there with him.
Relax,
and
mother, relax.
I'm just saying, I've raised you all my life. You're getting ready to go to university. And you, all I'm saying is spend every last minute of your life with me. You know, that's all I want. Is that too much to ask for?
Every last minute of my life?
Yes.
I believe it's a tad bit. Well, yeah.
Why? What? When you have children, you'll know what I'm talking about. And then you'll learn. My mom always used to tell me that. Until you become a parent, you'll know. So anyhow, I want to keep arguing with you because
okay,
it just
mom.
Doesn't make sense any longer. But the documentaries that I saw this week were really cool. One was called With One Voice, and that one was awesome. It was about like mysticism and some of like the world's like most amazing human beings who kind of like, they're not like saints, but they're very high up in all different types of religions. So like every religion, Catholicism, Christianity, Jewish, and all of them, like, seriously, they were asked the same question, and all of them answered it the same. It was, like, the same thing. So to prove, it was, like, you know, all one voice, you know? And all of us pretend to just be, like we're so wise, and one of them said that, you know, wisdom starts to come into your life when you realize you don't know it all. And I was, like, dang, like, this, that's the way you live this world, you know? Like, trying to know it all. And when it comes to paths, I used to believe, like, oh, there's so many, because I got really into, like, studying all the different religions. It was something that my heart was calling for, and I love all of them in their own way. Mm. And what's crazy is that I used to think that there were several paths in life for you to get to enlightenment, whatever you want to call it, or a state of peace or something. And now, because of this movie, I realized that there's only one path. And you know what that path is? There's just one.
There's only one? No, mom.
Why no? You think that there's more than one path?
Yes, we've said this before. Yes.
Okay, so tell me, why do you think that?
Because, like, just like you said, there's all these religions. They all lead to the same thing. Everything, the sensory deprivation, things, psychedelics, whatever, all leads to self-realization and love at the end. Correct?
Right. So then I realized something even bigger, where I think you're gonna agree with me and you're gonna change your thoughts. Like the Dalai Lama said, as long as you have evidence for me, I will change my belief, you know. So then what they said, what they made me realize is that there is only one path, and that path is yourself. That's the only path, because even if you and I learn Christianity together and we're both Christians, your perception of what Christianity is will be very different from mine. It's just impossible for us to, two different consciousness or two different consciousness state of being. If you, both of us went and even were Jewish, whatever you want to call it, it is still different. So those are all different tools that I think God has put on this earth for us to help us through the process of self-realization. But in the end, it's yourself, because that's when you're experiencing you. That's the only way you can really try to get to a peaceful place. And those are amazing tools, don't get me wrong. But you will always be the answer. Isn't that crazy?
Well, if there's only one, I mean, so there's like infinity paths, but then how it leads back to like unity? Because we're all, I don't understand
yeah.
what you're saying.
Yeah, there's infinity tools, I think. But it all leads back to you are the answer to all of your problems, so-called problems. And it, you know where it starts, though? Because I think we've forgotten who the reality of who we are. And the reason I'm talking like this is because I'm a student of A Course in Miracles, and I've just, this book, literally what it does is it's a training of the mind. It's an untrained, it's like dissolving all of those beliefs that you have that absolutely don't help you in life, that hold you back. And in the end, you realize you're your own enemy, your worst enemy, because your outside is according to whatever your inside is. So once you go through life, and I went through so much stuff in life that I finally got to a point in life where the outside was no longer me, and so I had to turn inward. And that's what this movie says. You know, there comes a point in your life where you're gonna have to turn inward, and you no longer can anything outside of you, you know, help you anymore. So when you turn inward, that's when all of these teachings come to you, and you start to learn about the great teachers, you know, from all the different religions. And then once you start getting there, then you're like, whoa, you know, this. I have that divinity inside of me, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know who this reminds me of?
Huh.
Aleister Crowley.
Who?
Crowley. He's the one that he's this crazy man.
He's like, calling me crazy.
No. He's powerful. He traveled all around the world and like going to like all the different like mystics and like speaking to them and just finding their own path. And he like traveled all around the world doing this. And
why haven't you told me about him?
Because, well, it's not, obviously there's not all of like, not obviously, but there's like a lot of like pretty crazy stuff about this guy too. Like he's into like spells and or whatever, like Wicca and stuff. And like, so there's definitely like I believe he like does like crazy like sex spells and like that, like just like releases like demons and stuff like that.
So what I'm saying sounds like that?
No, well, that's just a different part of him.
Okay.
But that the fact that he go, you look at all the different paths and just taking parts of all of them and seeing which ones are similar and stuff, and or utilizing all of them.
Right.
No?
Yeah, and a lot of people were like, well, that's not loyalty. Like, you have to be loyal to one or whatever. But I don't think God would ever say, like, oh, no, none of these other people are cool. Like our auntie Jesus would be like, you listen to me, not Buddha. You know, so that's what I mean.
Well, that's not what the Bible says, I mean.
Well, it's just an interpretation. Again, it goes back to yourself.
I'm pretty sure he just, like, actually says that in some, like,
what?
That but I don't know the exact quote, but if you focus or you pay attention to another god, then
oh yeah.
Then stuff like that, just about murdering anyone that has different gods in it. Or Yeah, that's it.
But I think that's the interpretation. It's like what man perceives that to say, because it could be something deeper. You know, first read like the Bhagavad Gita, you know, this was Arjuna who was going into war, and he's asking God, you know, should I do this? I can't do this. I can't kill my brother, you know, and God's like, you need to do this. This is your destiny. So why would a God tell you to go kill? But if you think about it I think what God was saying is this is you have to interpret it for your own personal self. All of us go into war with our beliefs and with our negative beliefs, especially. We have to go in there and to put them in the light and dissolve them. You know, so God didn't necessarily was telling him to kill like his brother. I think the meaning of that was like kill yourself that doesn't exist, like rebirth it, you know, just come to life with who you truly are. I think it's just the word interpretation. And they said that that words are just pointers, that you can never ever know with words until you experience things. How many times do I tell you, don't do that as a mother? You better not go do that or I'm going to kick your butt. You're going to experience them. Until you experience them, then you're going to be able to make an educated decision. It's like me telling you, an apple is amazing, but if you never tasted it, then you would never know what an apple tasted it. It's the experience. It's the fact that you took a bite into it. That's the experience. I think that what I'm trying to say is that, you know, different paths, but the only way you're going to know or feel at peace is by experiencing life and by letting it see where it takes you, you know?
But, like, that doesn't go on with everything, because...
And we are back.
What a bummer.
What a bummer-oony. We don't even know when we got disconnected. We were so into what we were saying. And then not only that, but I think being out in the rain is causing a bit of a...
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? So anyways, that's what we were talking about, paths and these movies on Netflix. Everybody should take some time. Don't tell me you're too busy, you know, either late at night or early in the morning, whenever, when you're eating lunch. But there's some powerful stuff on Netflix now that I love freedom of speech, you know. I love the different perspectives. And I try to open my mind.
Access to information.
Yeah. And then the other one that we saw was the free, what was it?
Free Your Mind?
Free Your Mind as well.
I saw half of that, yeah.
It was pretty cool the way they were helping, you know, kids with trauma and also like
veterans
with post-traumatic stress disorder, which is still horrible. We talked about this before, but actually they were using yoga and mindfulness and meditation to help them. And it was just so awesome.
It was beautiful, man. I saw, because there was a school, it was a certain school where this teacher for mindfulness, and he comes in, he talks, teaches, how old are they, like four?
They were little, four or five.
At such a young little age, they're getting taught all this knowledge, and it's just like, that's how all schools should be, in my opinion. I feel like it would be a lot more, I don't even know.
Yeah, they're, one of my friends on Instagram posted how she takes her daughter to a daycare in California, and she's only probably like two or three, and they're teaching them yoga there. So I was like, that is so cool. And just mindfulness, you know, mindfulness is probably one of the most powerful. You literally just sit and are aware and mindful of every part of you. And there's a lot of meditations you can do on YouTube that actually help you with that. And it doesn't, I mean, you're not going to be like a perfect, you know, in stillness the first day. You just, and some days, you know, you're not going to be completely at peace, but you have to keep doing it, because the more you do it, the more it becomes a habit, and then the more you're conditioning the mind.
It's like that for anything, practicing that muscle. If you continue to use the muscle, then it will get stronger. But if you're not going to use that tool, it's going to weaken, just like muscles.
And that's the thing that they said in this movie, too. I'm glad he said that, is that the problem with us and humanity is that we have never taken the time to actually figure out how to use our most powerful tool, which is the mind. Like, we feel like we have no control over the thoughts or what happens in the mind and all that. And if you just took some time, and not only, the great thing is that not only science is proving it, I'm sorry, not only the spirituality prove it, but science is now proving it as well. Where documentation, you know, the brain structure, like they do tests and stuff like that, you know, mindfulness, things, practicing and doing it over and over and over, all of those things are ways for you to find stillness and a way for you to, I feel, connect the mind to your soul and to your heart. And then the more you do that, the more you're at peace, the more you're actually going after your dreams, the less that you're fearful, and the less you care about what people think of you, because you realize we're all one, just in this beautiful little dance, trying to make their life happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd much rather be taught that in class than some math, you know?
Yeah, that's, I know it feels like a waste, and I wish that, I do hope, and I think it's happening because more and more parents are speaking up, but the school system and the whole, there's so many systems that are falling apart, you know, but as parents, we also need to take responsibility and just know, I feel like when you guys get home, you know, it's not just a simple, how was your day, we've got to talk later about what are you grateful for, what you know, and stuff like that, because, you know, in the end, poor teachers, dude. They got so many kids on them. Like, I'm going to give a shout out to my cousin who's a special ed teacher. She does what they did in this movie, the lady that was helping the little boy. This little boy was traumatized because he had an elevator accident and he couldn't be around elevators. I mean, he was a poor little guy. You don't understand. And he was adopted too, huh? And so parents were awesome. And so the little boy, you know, had the special ed teacher, and she was so patient with him and just helped him. And then through mindfulness, you know, he got more and more brave. And I'm not going to tell you what happens, but you guys need to watch it. I don't want to be like that girl, you know, that tells people. Yeah, the people that tell the people what happens at the end. But, you know, shout out to those people. I feel like they're like light workers, because that for a human being was cool. Or consciousness or something, you know?
I have no idea. I saw this article recently that there's this kid in a vegetable state, and like after like 13 years or something, he finally like wakes up and he's normal, and he said that he was conscious, he's completely aware of everything that was going on, and he was perceiving everything just like us, but he can just like it was awesome.
I saw that too, and I saw another one where the lady had been in a coma for like 3 years, and she heard everything. People talking about how they were going to pull the plug. The thing with the internet now, and I think it used to probably happen, but we just now have the internet, so now we're seeing these stories, you know, and we're like becoming aware of them.
It didn't used to happen.
I think so.
Not to know, Mom.
You think we've evolved to the point where we can do that?
Maybe like thousands and thousands of years ago when we had the same technology.
I think it's happened where people come, like, are in a coma and they. Who knows? Poor people.
Oh.
Yeah.
What you mean, like the access? All right. Then yeah, I believe that's happened.
Oh yes.
It can't be the first case.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Now that we have access to the internet, now all of us are becoming aware of these things. So, that's
okay.
Number one. Number two is people are writing books, because these both people wrote books. Number three is, damn it, what are the real levels of consciousness? Then, you know, they're just the way Deepak talks about the going to a higher level of consciousness, do like lower level of consciousness exist? Like, what happens when you're like mentally like that in a state dead? You know, then what? Where are you? Where is your consciousness, and what happens? You know, I think there needs to be a lot more study on that stuff, because a lot of people could be saved. And how do these people just come back one day?
Or maybe theirs, and we're just ignorant to it. You know, I've never looked that up, but.
No, because I don't want to think about that stuff. That's why I'm just like, oh, I pray a lot for people. You're not, Ram Dass says to be careful with, like, feeling sorry for people, but to have compassion. Compassion is very different, where you send them a prayer, but you don't let that energy, like, tag onto you and hold you down. Because truth is, there's a lot of injustices in this world, and there's a lot of crazy shit, you know?
Mm.
And I'm sorry I said a bad word.
Hey.
But, you know, there is. And you know, it's hard to, like, with all this information being thrown at you, like, you've got to, like, detach from the news and the social media. You know, I love what Deepak Chopra does. He goes into silence for a whole week, every 3 to 4 months. He goes away. He literally locks himself up in a cabin somewhere.
Without his phone?
Without his phone. And you know Deepak. Like, that guy's on every social media. I can't wait to work with them in July.
Decoding Deepak, it's a very funny movie.
Yes, Decoding Deepak, you have to watch it. I'm going to be going to the Seduction of Spirit in June. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. And I get a private meeting with him. So, you know, I'm going to be throwing him all my projects. I'm going to be like, it's time you and I started working together. So,
oh, wow.
And then he's gonna be like, oh, my God, I've been waiting for you to come. I was just waiting. I was going to call you, and I'm so glad you're here. And we're just going to hash it out. By the way, I love, he wrote this book called Super Brain, and the guy he wrote it with is like a world famous neurologist, like, and the way they made their book deal was in a bathroom while they were peeing together next to each other. Yeah, he was like, because they were at a TED talk, and Deepak looked at him and was like, hey, aren't you this guy? And then the guy was like, yeah, and he's like, do you think the mind is a verb or a noun? And I don't remember the scientist's name. I've even read through that Super Brain book. And then the scientist thinks about it, and he's like, no, it's a verb. And then Deepak totally agreed with them. So then they wrote this book.
It's a verb?
Yeah, it's a verb.
A mind?
Yes, because it's forever evolving and changing. It's not just, like, stagnant. And you know what I mean? Like,
I don't.
Like, if it's deep. Anyhow, so talking about that. What was I saying about Deepak, though? We were just talking about him.
That she went to his...
Oh, going to his Seduction of Spirit and all of that. Now, there's where you get taught, like...
The scientist is Rudolf E. Tanzi.
Rudolf Tanzi, yeah. He's, like, the head chair for Harvard It's like all these titles. When they introduced him, I was like, wowzers.
Let's find out.
He actually, so he's very on the scientist side. And, of course, Deepak's quest has been through, oh, my God, all the ancient teachings of the spiritual side. So it's so awesome. So, yeah, this book is called Super Brain. So who is this guy?
He's a professor of neurology at Harvard University and a director of genetics and aging research unit at Massachusetts General Hospital.
Yep.
Wow.
So he was talking about this and about on a YouTube video that he titled How to Uncondition the Mind. And so that's one of the things that I'm really intrigued with right now. Just, you know, I know my mind has been conditioned for so many years into that. Now I got to get it conditioned to a place where I know who I am, and that's it. Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. So... yeah, that's all some information. So what else are you even getting into? What's going on? Oh, what's going on with your life?
Let's not talk about that. You mentioned the elevator earlier in the kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about the movie IO Origin. Oh, that was a very good movie. Remember that?
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's kind of about, like, past, right?
What was your favorite part? What did you get out of it?
What was my favorite part?
Yeah.
I feel like if I could tell, it would just spoil the whole movie. So you can watch it for yourself, you know? But it was with the scientist that studied the eye, need. You want to talk about it?
Yeah. You don't have to say all of it, though. It has to do with reincarnation a lot.
Exactly.
So, and that's the thing, the battle you and I have talked about. The battle that has been happening for years and years, but people are not aware to it, is the battle between spirituality and science. Mm-hmm. You know, we've always had amazing teachers that have taught us, yes, you know, God exists, and then we have had the scientists who say, no, God does not exist, you know, X, Y, and Z, because we can't prove it. I mean, there's even a documentary that you guys can watch where it actually talks about the God gene. I think we talked about this before. So that has been the battle forever and ever, right? So now it used to be Ram Dass and Timothy Leary, Alan Watts, that's back in, like, in the 60s and 70s. Now I feel like Deepak Chopra is definitely, like, leading the pack on spirituality. I mean, he's been named man of time of the year several times. I mean, this guy, I totally, everything he says resonates, and I think he's the one that really put me on this path of knowing my true self. And so the movie I Origin really just is trying to, the scientist goes through something traumatic, and of course is upset at God, and then some crazy stuff happens, and then you have to watch it. I mean, it made me really cry because it was so beautiful to think that we can all get to a point in our lives, like to think that we're really all united and that, you know, that life is something else that's eternal, like to understand the truth of that, you know, that you've been here before and then you're going to be here many, many more times. It's really, that's kind of down the rabbit hole kind of stuff, you know. Because we haven't been told that. We've been told that I don't even think people think. They're scared of death.
Like Western society, right?
I mean, because I think we're so, and I think we have it easy, not easy, but we don't have the tough life that the Eastern world has. You know, like some, all those killings and the wars and all of that. I mean, you know, the USA is not a bad place to live. I mean, I'm not going to talk bad about it. It gives me the opportunity to, like, say what I feel, and you know, I think that if you're connected with God and on your right path and with your intention, nothing can stop you, you know. So I can't complain, but so we have our gifts, we do, in the Western world, but the Eastern world,
of course.
The Eastern world has gifts too, and now two combining, it would be powerful. It would be, that's unity, don't you think?
100%, definitely. My chemistry teacher, I forgot the book that was called, but he said he was reading this book, how Buddhism and science and how everything, like, aligns and, like, everything's right on for each other. And also, you know, the Dalai Lama with his quote saying that if there was ever any science, I'm butchering the quote, of course, but if there's any science that disproves any part of my religion, I'll be more than happy to take that part of my religion out.
Right.
And that's the connection of spirituality and science.
Yeah, and that's the thing that everybody, because people, it's like faith. faith is believing without seeing, but, you know, like the people that perhaps don't, that only believe in science and that don't believe in God, perhaps their thoughts are, well, let me see it to believe it. But, I mean, everywhere it says you can't see it, and to in every scripture, it's not about seeing, it's about experiencing. So that has been my whole theme for the week. It's like, I just want to experience life as it is, and how do I stay aware and at peace? Because right now, I'm going through a lot of changes, and it's good changes because I'm finally launching my dreams. You know, I'm so excited. You know when you're like, you can't sleep because you have like so much ideas in your head,
yeah.
And then you're actually taking action and putting them down. It's overwhelmingly amazing. It doesn't feel like work, you know? That's how it feels. But it's because I've already done all the, oh, let me go find the outside. This is something that's coming from my heart. And that's what I want to challenge each and every one of you guys out there, you know, like find something that makes you passionate and never look back, because, I mean, I think every podcast we end with this, it's like you're just amazing. You're an amazing miracle and you're here for an amazing reason and you're here to discover yourself and listen, you know, the way that I've been able to do this and figure out who I am, and not that I know perfectly, here she is, because, oh, my God, I just got started, you know. I feel like I just got scratched on the surface of my life.
And you said wisdom, that's knowing that you don't know everything.
Yeah, you don't. But read stuff, and then you get to a point where you've read too much, start taking action, you know, start putting stuff behind it. I'm very excited for all the launch that we're going to be doing here, and we're going to be doing a teaser launch campaign, so just look out for it, and I don't want to say anything more until it's getting there, but it's follow your dreams, man. You know, there's so many people out there that do, and those are the people that have inspired me, and I thank them every day. And the ones that are also, in the hustle, you know, making it happen because they know who they are, that's also awesome and very cool. Just love yourself and love others. That's it, you know?
Yep. You said it, Mom. Right on.
Yeah, because when you have a dream and you don't believe in it, then you'll never make it happen. Like, you could do all the energy in your life. But if you have a dream and you believe in it, then guess what? Every door freaking opens.
Yeah.
Every door. And that's why it just takes a little bit of quiet time to give yourself, you know, 20 minutes in the morning, in the night, whenever, to be honest with yourself and look within and see what the heck is really waiting to just come out of me, you know?
Yeah.
It was good talking to you, Alexander.
Good talking to you, Mom.
Yeah, you know, these conversations are always good. And we're going to continue to enjoy this beautiful evening. Enjoy Super Bowl. It's going to be awesome, especially because it's happening here in Arizona. You can feel the energy of all the awesomeness and parties galore.
Oh, wow, Mother.
So have a fabulous rest of your week, and we shall be back next week. We're going to be talking about some of Alexander's biggest life secrets.
No, we're not. All right. All right, guys. Take it sleazy.
Take it easy. Adios, amigos.